Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy Hillsboro. That's right, folks. Welcome back. It is Sunday. This is Howdy Hillsboro on 97.9 The Hill. My name is Alexis Bravos. And I'm joined here by Lana Pierce, my employer, local realtor. I mean, you do a million things. Welcome, Lana. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm doing great.
I brought Lana on the show today because if you listened to last week's show, you might remember that we lost Eric to the Masons. We went to the Masonic Temple and could not find him. Lana happens to be married to Eric. We can talk about that later. But she's tracking his phone. Should we go try to find Eric?
Yeah, I suppose so. He's been lost long enough. I suppose we should find him.
I mean, it's been a week, so he's probably hungry. Okay, let's try this closet. Oh, my God, Eric, it's you.
Howdy, Hillsboro.
We said that already.
Yeah, but I said it the right way.
True. Eric, you've been in this closet for a week. Are you okay?
Yeah, I've been in the closet for much longer time than a week. But thank you for asking.
Lana, I guess now that Eric's here, you can be our guest. Are
Yay.
You cool with that?
Woohoo!
All right. Tell us what you've been up to lately.
Don't tell him all of it.
Mostly just trying to keep our bar running as smoothly as possible. I don't know what I do. I do lots of stuff.
All right. Well, tell us about, I'm interested. Well, this is radio, so y'all can't see it, but Yonder has a revolving art exhibit, usually changes monthly. And right now we've got Catherine Wayland and Marcella, is it Marcella or Marcella?
Marcella Slade.
Yep.
Wayland.
Painting.
Slade. Two women, one art installation.
That's right.
28 days. Only one of them will survive.
It's very cool. Tell us about how you chose these two.
Well, Marcella is amazing, and I love her work. I own a few of her pieces, as does my husband. I just think she's amazing, and I think more people need to see what she does. And obviously, Catherine has this crazy artistic bent to her that is, I just...
crazy.
I don't think there's an end to it. Every time she just keeps doing more and more talented things. She sings, she paints, she takes photos, she does collage. Like, it's just awesome.
So yeah. She's got photos and collage in this show, and the photos are toys reenacting crime scenes. Is that
crime scene dolls that she basically posed inside a box at the Hillsboro Restore in the back room while there was a downtime, and she posed them all in these very interesting ways. Yeah, it's really, really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you choose the artist?
Sometimes the artists reach out to me, and sometimes I will like be in galleries around town and I see somebody that I like and I'll reach out to them.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram too, hashtag Chapel Hill artist, hashtag Orange County artist, hashtag Durham artist. I stalk all of those things and find people that I like.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing we can count on my baby to do, it's stalk something she likes.
Well, we found you here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Did you know she was tracking your phone?
I know she's tracking one of my phones.
So maybe he hasn't been here for a week. Maybe his phone has been here for a week.
And the Masons will testify to my presence.
Lana, you also do sound here at Yonder Bar. How did you get started doing that? Was it just by like
out of necessity?
Forced into it?
Yeah. Yes, pretty much. We got this amazing new sound system during lockdown, thinking it was going to be, you know, 2 weeks, 2 months, and then all of a sudden, here we are with this thing, and nobody knew how to run it. So I learned how to work the board, and here I am, sound person extraordinaire.
Awesome. Tell us something about Eric we don't already know.
No.
Are we almost out of time?
He's actually a lot nicer than he appears.
Prove it.
Sweetheart. Sweetie. Muffin. Lana, bleep the next words, AJ.
You're also a realtor.
It's only two syllables in realtor, Alexis.
Realtor.
Yes.
How did you get started doing that?
Gosh, there's several years ago, I was just deciding that I needed to just do something different because I was waiting tables, managing restaurants, bartending, doing all the things. And I just started taking a class. I took a web design class. I took a class doing this or that at Durham Tech. And a friend of mine took the real estate class and I was like, she's a real estate agent? So, I mean, silly, but yeah, that's how I did it. And I took the class and I passed the exam and never looked back.
Were you interested in houses and architecture and stuff like that before? Or was it just like a job opportunity?
It's not really the house, the architecture. For me, it was more of helping people find a place to live. That was, I've been doing that forever. I used to help my friends find rental houses, you know, for free. Because I was like, you need to live here. I found this great place. I actually did that not long ago with another friend. I found my own rental place in Dallas where I met my husband.
Oh, tell us how y'all met.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting down to the nitty-gritty.
I think I'll let Eric tell this story. He tells it much better and much differently than I do.
Oh, interesting. Well,
she was my boss at a job where I was waiting tables, and I just wanted to get some better shifts, and she just wanted to get to know me better. So it's like it's kind of like a Me Too that worked out, you know?
Like I said, he tells it better.
How would you tell it?
He just would not stop. I kept thinking he would stop, and he never stops, and here we are today.
Never stop. Like never an Energizer stop. Bunny, you know? Just boom, 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 boom. Yeah, never stop.
So you just gave in.
I was just like, he'll leave eventually. He'll get bored. He'll get tired of it all, and he'll just, like, move on. Like, this isn't...
Just focused. Just stay in there, you know? Just get after it.
Laser focused. All right.
Yeah. You're asking the tough questions, Alexis.
Well, she's our little Barbara Walters over here. That's what makes her so much fun at the bar. And speaking of the bar, we do have a new commercial that we've queued up for you guys for Yonder. So, you know, since we don't really have that many sponsors anymore, we can just go ahead and queue that up like right now. Are you lonely? Do you want something to do? Do you wish that people liked you? I know a place where we can go. Yonder, right down there at beautiful downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro. It's Yonder. We've got open mic. We've got songwriters night. We've got comedy every fourth Sunday of the month. Yonder. Come down to Yonder. We'll see you there. Y'all come back now.
Okay.
And that was one of the words from our sponsors, but let's go ahead and cut to the other sponsor, and we'll be right back with some Ask Alexis. What do y'all think about that?
I can't wait.
Nobody cares. We'll see you then. Jesus, you were just dying to save me. I stood beneath your window.
Howdy Hillsboro. I don't even know why I try. Howdy Hillsboro. Welcome back to our show. My name is Alexis Bravos. I'm here with my host, Eric Pruitt.
At 97.9 The Hill. No point.
And our guest today is Lana Pierce, co-owner of Yonder Bar, local realtor, and just an all-around amazing person.
Oh, shucks, Alexis.
Lana, do you want to answer some advice questions with me?
I'm happy to answer them. I'm not sure anybody really wants my advice.
Well, I don't think anyone wants any of our advice, but we're giving it anyway. All right, let's start. Dear Alexis, the abandoned house next door smells like something died. The town won't do anything. What do y'all recommend? Okay. Well, seeing as how it's abandoned, I would guess that it's probably an animal Have you tried calling animal control? Is that what you mean by the town won't do anything? They're also private animal control people. But since it's an abandoned house, you'd probably have to pay them. Lana, what would you do?
I would not trespass on somebody else's property. I probably would look up on the tax records and find out who owns the place and contact them.
Ah, but the house is abandoned. But I guess
it's abandoned, but somebody owns it.
Yeah, true.
I'd get you a Hardy Boy. Like, if you're trying to get something done, you want to figure out and get to the bottom of something, get you a Hardy Boy. They're always solving stuff.
What about Nancy Drew?
Yeah. Does it have to be a boy?
Yeah, get a Hardy Boy.
All right. Hope that helps. Let's move on. Dear Alexis, would a nemesis make my life more vibrant? How do I foster a meaningful nemesis relationship? This is an interesting question, and I read this last night and posted it to my 11-year-old son, who actually has not one, but six nemeses, as middle school children often do. They all have a lot of enemies. And he said that it made his life more exciting because he never knew when to expect someone to punch him in the back of the head for no reason.
I think those are called bullies.
Yeah.
I don't think they're nemeses.
Well, it's a mutual hatred, but yes, you're right. How do I foster a meaningful nemesis relationship? Wear a superhero costume, maybe? I don't know.
I am actually several people's nemesis. It's become a side hustle of mine. And so anybody out there that's looking for a nemesis, just reach out to me. It helps me if I channel my hatred and vengeance towards, you know, people in a healthy way. It keeps me from doing it in an unhealthy way. Right, sweetheart?
I mean, you're definitely my nemesis.
I am lots of people's nemesis. So. Lots of people. You or someone you love right now hates the beep out of me.
Lana, do you have any nemeses?
I definitely have several.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is it a mutual
I think so. I think you know when you just don't click with somebody and it just, everything is a little bit difficult between
I go hard though. Like, I don't just like do simple revenge. Like, I'm a Southern man that has a witch. You know what I mean? Like, I'll get them. I'll get them.
Yeah. I'm not beyond a voodoo doll myself. That's the thing you put pins in, right? A voodoo doll? All right. I have one of those.
I got a witch.
You ever feel like a twinge in the side of your neck?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, all Alexis. The time.
You ever have clumps of your hair falling out?
I don't know. I found a strange bundle of herbs like tacked to my door mm-hmm. the other day. Is that?
Mm-hmm. That little pile of salt right there by your
just around by your my car door. Around my entire house. I'm just going to have to watch my P's and Q's, I guess. Let's move on. This is a good one. Dear Alexis, how do I convince my cousins that family is important? Everyone continues to drift apart and send the message that they do not give an F about family. I try to bring us together, but it's not working. My question about this person is, how old are you? Because I feel like as an adult human with a kid, two jobs, responsibilities, I have four siblings, two parents, like everyone's got their problems. I have a hard enough time putting the time that I have into all of that, let alone like maintain relationships with the like dozens of cousins that I have. So I'm thinking maybe you need to get a richer life. What do you think?
I think I remember my relationships with my cousins growing up because there was a bunch of us. And I think the climate was different for me anyway. All of my parents and their siblings were friendly. So all of their children were friendly. As an adult, I find that I have less in common with all of them.
So are you in touch or like sporadically or never?
Some of them, but not all of them. But I feel
not
like
the Trumpers.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Let's tell them what we really think.
Me personally, I think that like, you know, there's a phrase kissing cousins and it's like, how close do you want to be with them? And all you got to do is like, you know, get a little drunk on Thanksgiving and make sure you have your camera handy so that way you always have that over their heads. You know, you want to be part of this family, or maybe I'm going to show some pictures of what happened with you and me last Thanksgiving. You know, like that. Like I said, vengeance.
There's a theme running through our show today. All right. Do we have time for one more? Or do we need to take a break?
Yeah, bring it.
All right. Here's a good one. Dear Alexis, if a mentally ill person only has you to talk to and their family because everyone else hangs up the phone, is it important to answer the phone and continue to be there? I think it depends on a lot of things. How close to this person are you? How does their mental illness manifest? I mean, are they hallucinating? Are they within the realm of reality? And also, like, you need boundaries too. I mean, if their relationship with you, if it's harming you in some way, then I would say you don't need to answer the phone. I mean, what do you think? What would you do?
I honestly don't think I would answer the phone. I try to keep dangerous people out of my life.
But we don't know if they're dangerous or just sort of like, maybe they're just depressed. So how do you draw boundaries with friends? I guess.
I'm there with four friends. If this person is genuinely a friend of mine, I'm going to be there for them. If this person is a person that has no friends and has
glommed on.
Yes. Just attached themselves to me in some way. That's probably not a call I'm going to answer.
I mean, everybody is mentally ill in some way. That's like true. You point at to one person and tell me they're not mentally ill, right? Like they're all mentally ill. The only question is, how can their mental illness benefit you? You know? And that's the question. Can it make you money? Can it entertain you? Can it, you know? So like, you know, you keep picking up the phone until it just no longer serves your purposes. And then you just don't anymore. They're called boundaries.
How can you make this depressed person a minion? Is that?
Yeah, exactly. Like we're only on this planet for a very short time. So, you know, reprioritize and establish those boundaries. Yeah. That's what I say.
Okay. So now we've learned that Eric is a Marvel style nemesis with a bunch of mentally ill minions.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's exactly how I always imagined you.
And speaking of which, ladies and the rest of you, we're gonna jump back on our to talk to our remaining sponsor for one more moment. So y'all stick around because we got some more questions here on 97.9 The Hill, No Point, with Eric and Alexis and our guest, yonder co-owner and realtor, Lana Pierce.
Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson. Look out, Jackson Town.
Howdy, Hillsborough.
Look at that. Yeah,
that's great.
That was Lana Pierce right there, yonder co-owner and realtor. She's here with Eric and Alexis on 97.9 The Hill. No Point. Thank you for coming back. Guess what? We're here in the closet of the Masonic Lodge, and we've got 6 minutes of heaven inside this closet with you guys right now. So let's hit back some of those Ask Alexis questions. Well, before we get to that, what do we got going on this week at Yonder?
Lana, Eric.
Tuesday is open mic. Wednesday, we've got Movie Night Live with Christina Casa, where they reenact the movie Better Off Dead. And then on Thursday, it is Jazz Night, live jazz from 7 to 9. And this Friday, watch as Jesse Fox, formerly of Love and Valor, now of Jesse Fox and the Lone Wolves, tries to break the record from 8 to 11 with their album release party. Join us. Ask Alexis.
All right. If you listened to the show last week, Victoria and I touched on this topic a little bit. It's something I wanted to get back to, and I'm really glad that Lana's here this week and we can speak to this one together. Dear Alexis, can you explain why men think it's okay to touch women in a bar setting? And then they answer the question, because it's not, obviously. This is a really great question, especially in light of the fact that I've had several anecdotes in the last couple of weeks about sort of inappropriate touching. And I think the rule should be, you're in a bar, whether you're a man or a woman, just don't touch people who don't ask for it. Don't touch women's lower backs as you're passing them to get somewhere. Don't grab onto a woman's hips. Don't touch her anywhere. And don't touch your bartender. Lana, what do you think?
I agree with all of that. Don't accidentally touch them as you move by. And the accidentally was in air quotes, by the way, which I almost never do. yeah, don't. We're not there for your abuse or whatever the heck you want to call it, you know? Just don't.
Eric, as bartenders, what can we do to protect the women who come into our bar?
Oh, man. I mean, we've got a shillelagh and a hurling stick back there. And, I'm not afraid to use it. I'm sure you could, you know, these days, if you defend a woman from getting groped or manhandled and you end up going to jail for it, I'm sure someone will set up a GoFundMe account to get you out and for your legal funds. So, I mean, I think we're pretty strict on trying to make sure people feel safe in this place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I think it's as bartenders, bar owners, it's a part of our job to make sure that people feel safe here.
Yeah.
So
no absolutely.
Touch. No touch. We don't care how old you are. We don't care how cute you think you are. Like, don't touch. No touch. You know? Yeah.
And if you feel like you are in a situation and you feel really uncomfortable, let us know and we'll throw that person out or
something.
Give them a stern talking to.
Or something. Let's or just something. Say they won't be touching people for a while yeah. afterwards.
We'll be making a voodoo doll of them.
Mm-hmm. And this kind of, it kind of goes to men and women. I mean, mm-hmm. sometimes women feel that they can, you know, because they are women, they have more freedom to reach out and touch people.
Oh,
and
trust me. There's some Friday nights you could fingerprint my body and like, you know. Just you'll watch it, you know. Don't shine a black light up. No, don't do that. But yeah, that's next question.
All right. Here's one. Dear Alexis, my boyfriend is 15 years younger than me, and his platonic girlfriends treat me like S. Should I forget about this relationship? I think if that would cause you to forget the relationship, it's probably not that strong or exciting to begin with. What you really need to do is either, you have two options. You can either befriend them, or you can make them fear you. Lana?
I'm pretty sure all of Eric's platonic friends fear me just a little.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
What do you think about the fact that she raises... I'm just assuming this is a woman. It could be, not a woman, but that the boyfriend is 15 years younger. Like, what does that have to do with the girlfriend's not treating her well?
Oh, maybe she's not secure in the relationship to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I would think. Eric?
I mean, I think you open that relationship up. You know, let some of the girlfriends in, see what they, you know, see if
platonic friends, Eric. Yeah.
That's
platonic
the third option,
friends.
Though. Yeah. That's the third option.
Alexis is there.
Just hey. Group sex. Yeah. Can we say that on the radio?
As long as it doesn't involve Santa Claus. Yeah, we're fine. Hey, my favorite question that I've ever seen in that pickle jar, which, by the way, if you are looking to ask Alexis some questions here at 97.9 The Hill, no point, then go straight to the pickle jar here at Yonder, write it down on a slip, and stick it in there. Just jam that question in.
Shove
the pickle.
It in.
Just stick it in there. Right inside the pickle jar, and we will read it live on the radio and ask all your burning questions. But my favorite question I've ever seen in that pickle jar was written in small child handwriting that said, "Dear Mom, can we please have some talkies?"
Yeah, that would have been Akira, my son, who is 11 and obsessed with talkies.
Did he get those talkies?
Yes.
Yes, Mom.
He did, but he cannot have them every... If Akira, if you're listening, you cannot have them every day. That's not food.
And
it's not food.
And if you're listening, Santa Claus is real.
And tell him to go to bed when I tell him to go to bed.
Yeah.
Can you guys be my enforcers?
Yeah, dude. I'd love to beat a kid. Like, you can't beat the kid. But anyway, Lana, is there anything you would like to say as we're taking off out of here? Like, how happy you are to have been on the show and how much you love our listeners?
and us.
Yeah, it's been lovely. I'm happy to be here with both of you in a different setting, yeah, so to speak.
Hanging out in this closet, 30 minutes of heaven with Alexis and Lana in the Masonic Temple. Ladies and gentlemen, we just really...
Oh my God, I can't open the door. I think we're locked in here, you guys.
Yeah, welcome. Well, hopefully Victoria will come around and get us out next week. But hey, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to our program here at 97.9 The Hill. No point. And please join us next week as we come back with another special guest in another exotic Hillsborough location. We love you guys, and we're holding you tight.
See you next time.